Simen Shin Chafei, we left off in the middle of Siv Ches. And we said that when the guy brings something from Al the Tchum to this place where the Yid is on Shabbos, so if the guy brought it for the Yid and his family cannot be nana from it, but if the guy brought it for himself, then we could be nana from it. There was no malacha done with it, and it wasn't done at Tzarech Yisrael. But Mechaber now says, that which you can nana from it, that which you can metalta, we don't have to worry now, but Mukta not being nana, we still have to be careful though, not to move it more than four amas. Because halacha is an item that moved from its original tchum to a new place on Shabbos that's out of its original tchum, you cannot metalt it more than four amas. Really, the same halacha applies by a person who, chas v'shalom, on Shabbos walked out of a tchum, he can only walk four amas, except in certain extenuating circumstances of covered abrius, etc. So here, the item that moved out of its tchum on Shabbos, you cannot move it more than four amas. You can eat it in its place where it is now, but to metalt it more than four amas, you cannot. The Mechaber says there is a way you can move it more than four amas, and that is if it's in a city that's fenced in, that's walled in, or we would say in a city that has an Erev around it, like Mr. Burr's example has a Tikkun of Tzuras HaPesach, we call an Erev, so then you could move it more than four amas, because anything that's in the heck of the walls of the city, or anything that's within the Erev, has a din of within four amas, and therefore it's not considered moving it more than four amas. That which the wall around the city works, only if that wall was made to protect the Dira, the living in the city, people moved into the city, and then they wanted to support their deer, therefore they made a full wall around it. As opposed to if the wall was made first, and after it's been moved in, like by a fortress, is often set up like that, so then the wall would not help. But typically, in most cases, we have a wall around the city, or nowadays, more practically, we have an Erev around the area, so then you could move this item anywhere within the wall, anywhere within the Erev. Siv test. Let's say the Suffolk was brought from Alvat Chom and Shabbos. Not sure where the guy brought it from. So even though usually we say Suffolk Drabon, Sveik Drabon goes the Kula, here, as Mr. Berg explains, the Dovah Sheish Matirin, it's something that you can really just wait till after Shabbos and eat it or be done after Shabbos, and therefore the Machaber says, Malkum Suffolk, it's Aser. But the Machaber says, that's only a guy that does not live in the city. But if the guy lives in the city, and the fruit that he brought for you are fruit that are commonly found in the city, then there's no reason to be afraid. Me Suffolk he brought from some other place, presumably he brought it from here. Mishnah Berurah invokes a sort of kanim tzakanhoya, that on the contrary, it's more likely he came from local. Why do you think he brought from far away? And therefore, it's mutter to use it on Shabbos, anything that would be aser alvat chum. You don't have to be careful not to move more than four amas, even if he brought it for us, still, we're allowed to be nana from it. We don't have to worry, because since the guy lives in the city, and these fruit are found in the city, presumably it came from within the city, you don't have to be chayish, it came from alvat chum. And the Mechaber says, even this guy has two houses, one in the city, and one farther away alvat chum, we have the right to tell Huckle that probably he brought from the local place, not from the more distant place, and therefore it's mutter to move more than four amas. That's mutter for the person who was brought for on his behalf to eat it and to be nana for him and his family. We don't have the chayish that was brought from alvat chum. Siv Yud, if you have a guy that filled up water for his animal drink from a bar. Now, a bar is an old-fashioned well, which is a Rosh Hashanah. It's a Mukav Machitzis, and it can be in the middle of the street, in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, but the bar itself is Rosh Hashanah. So when the guy filled up water for his behemoth, he filled it from Rosh Hashanah, and took the water after Rosh Hashanah and brought it out to Rosh Hashanah. So the guy, he did it for his own behemoth, so really, we could use that water. Even though he did a Malach HaDaraisa from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, still we could be nana from it, because he did it for himself. He didn't do it for us. And the Yid could take that water and use it to give to his behemoth to drink. However, the Mechaber says only if the Yid who wants to use this water is not friendly with the guy. But if the guy knows him, we're afraid the guy sees the Yid benefits from this, the guy will start drawing more water, schlepping more water from the bar Shriachad to Shrabim. Shamiyara Beshvila, who'll do more on behalf of the Yid. And because of this Gzera, Mr. Burr explains, even if the Yid was not around when the guy did it, as long as the guy knows that the Yid has purpose for this Malacha, the Yid also has behemoths that he has to give water to, and the Yid can't do it on Shabbos, from Shriach to Shrabim, there's a Chashash Shamiyar, but Shfilah, the guy might do more for the Yid, and therefore it's also for the Yid to be nana from it on Shabbos. Now, if the guy did it for Behemoth Yisrael, let's say Imamish did it for the Yid, then it's also for any Yid to be nana from it, because the guy did Malacha the Reis on behalf of the Yid, not just to give the Himba a drink from it, but any other Hishtamshus, any other use you have from the water will be Aser. We cannot be nana from a Bechlal. As opposed to, if the guy took it from a barge of Shriachid to a street that's a Karmelus, now Shram Daraisa, then it's only Drabbanon, since it's only Aser Bahano for the Yid or the family it was done for. But it's not Aser for other people, since it's only Drabbanon, which we're explaining, like we said before in the previous Sif, not two Sif Magal, and Sif Ches, that by Daraisa, it's Aser for all Yid to be nana from. But by Drabbanon, if it was done for one Yid, all the Yid who was not done for, they could be nana from it. So it's a big difference if the street is Shram Daraisa, then it'll be Aser for all Yid to be nana from. The spirit is a Karmelus, then it'll only be Aser for that Yid. But if the guy did it for himself, that's mutter for Yid to be nana from, unless the guy knows the Yid and knows he has a need for it, a use for it, then it's a Chashash, Yabashvili, Snechazal Aser being nana from it on Shabbos.